The Sarsen stones came from the Marlborough Downs, about 30 kilometers north. The logistics are impressive but comprehensible. The blue stones came from the Presilai Hills in southwest Wales. That's 240 kilometers. And the question of how, and especially why, has generated more theories than any other problem in British archaeology. There are roughly 80 blue stones at Stonehenge, weighing between 2 and 5 tons each. They're geologically diverse, spotted dolerite, rhyolite, volcanic ash, but they all originate from a small area of the Presilai Hills, specifically around the outcrops at Carn Godog and Craig Rosewyfelin. Excavations led by Mike Parker Pearson and colleagues have identified the exact quarry sites, complete with evidence of Neolithic extraction, stone wedges, abandoned pillars, and a loading platform. The transport method is the first debate. Human-powered overland routes have been tested experimentally, using sledges, rollers, and rafts, and while none is easy, none is impossible. A coastal route using rafts would reduce overland hauling but introduce the risk of drowning multi-ton stones in the Bristol Channel. A direct overland route crosses mountains and rivers. Neither option is attractive. Both are plausible. There is an older counter-theory worth naming honestly. Some geologists, including Orwin Williams Thorpe and colleagues, long argued that glacier might have carried the stones partway during an ice age, leaving them on or near Salisbury Plain for Neolithic builders to gather, which would cut the human effort dramatically. It is a serious idea, not a fringe one. But it has lost ground. No bluestone erratics have ever been found scattered across Salisbury Plain the way glacial transport would predict, and there's no firm evidence ice sheets reached this far southeast. Decisively, Parker Pearson's team dated Neolithic quarrying tools at the Welsh outcrops to within centuries of Stonehenge construction, with extraction marks and a stone loading bay. Someone was deliberately splitting these pillars out of the rock. The weight of evidence now points to human hands, not ice. But if humans did transport them, the question becomes, why these specific stones from this specific place? The Presilai Hills have no obvious practical advantage over closer stone sources. The blue stones aren't harder, aren't prettier, aren't easier to work. What they might be is sacred. The Presilai Hills contain springs, ancient cairns, and the blue stone outcrops themselves, which produce resonant sounds when struck. Perhaps the stones carried meaning from their origin. Perhaps Stonehenge isn't just a monument. It's a piece of Wales, transplanted to Wiltshire, bringing its sacred geography with it.